When Ryan Kennedy picks up a guitar, people pay attention. Kennedy has released his first CD, called Something to Say, a collection of 9 original compositions. His reasons for making the CD are clear.
I just wanted to do one on my own. It was time. I've done, you know, over the years, a lot of other people's CDs, you know, but my focus when I was at Berklee was actually jazz composition, so and I need to have something of my own.
But he did not want his debut release to be an album of standards.
What was most important to me was that it was representative of my writing. I mean, obviously the playing is important, but I didn't want it to be so much of a standard bebop format where we just play, you know, a 30-second long statement of the melody and then the whole thing is devoted to nothing but solos.
Kennedy comes from a musical family. Both his parents were band directors. But at a very early age, he realized that marching band was not for him.
But I remember when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I'd seen how stressful marching band could be for them. My mother would come home in tears sometimes just because, you know, screaming and yelling about how her kids were acting up at the school. And so I associated all these horrible things with what my mother and father did. So I wanted no part of marching band when I was very young. And I think they were a little surprised when I chose the guitar.
After everything was recorded, Ryan sought the opinion of noted jazz musician and mentor, Bob Thompson, who inadvertently came up with the CD's title.
I played some tracks for him on the way to a gig one day just to ask his opinion. As much as I admire the man, I want his honest opinion. I'm not fishing for compliments from him. It was enlightening talking to Bob. And the first thing out of his mouth when he heard it was that I definitely had something to say. So that's where the title came from.
Is there a favorite track on here for you?
If I have to pick a favorite, it's probably The Mermaid. That's only because I put so much time into it. I like the way that it unfolds. I kind of noticed that it lined up thematically nicely with a William Butler Yeats poem that I'd read called The Mermaid. But it's a very dark poem, actually. It's a little bit different take on the mermaid than what we're probably used to. But I felt that kind of lined up nicely with the tone of the piece. So it was named after the fact.
I mean, what does music mean to you? Can that be articulated?
What it means to me, it means everything.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Lang in Charleston.